The Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. That's nice. On BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is the MCMC. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm going to be with you all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. An hour's worth of quality chosen music for you guys to help you through this very long weekend, if you are indeed listening on the weekend. If not, you're either listening on the midweek replay or, of course, on the app, which is nice. Anyway, on today's show, I've got a whole bunch of stuff lined up for you as per usual. Most of the artists today, no, I won't say most, many of the artists today will be appearing at the Glastonbury Festival, which is also happening this weekend. Not jealous at all, guys, not jealous at all. There's a whole bunch of bands I really want to see there. Radiohead headlining one night. The XX are appearing as well. Goldfrapp are appearing as well. But then again, they've got Ed Sheeran headlining the final night. I think they can keep that one. I'm not too happy about that. But hey, if you like him, you like him. If you don't, you don't. If you want to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899 if you want to send a WhatsApp. Now, kicking off the show, a little bit of Angus and Julia Stone. They've been quiet for the last 3 years, busy doing their own little things. Angus off doing his stuff with Dope Lemon. Julia doing stuff for EDM stuff. I don't know why she did that, but I'm sure they pay well. She did stuff with Golden Features and reportedly Peking Duck. In the meantime, though, this is their latest one. It's nice and fuzzed out. A track called Snow. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you.
There you go, Angus and Julia Stone with the track Snow. I really love it. I really love the mix of the acoustic and the electric kind of drums there. Okay, now I'm going to play you a track, an unreleased, previously unreleased track from Radiohead. It's a track called I Promise. It's dated back all the way to the OK Computer era. It was a track that was played a lot live during the 96-97 period. So it's almost 20, well, in fact, it is 20 years old before it's been released right now. And it's going to be released with the OK Not OK re-release from Radiohead. A track that didn't even make it onto any of the B-sides or any of that kind of stuff way back then. But now they're reissuing some stuff. And of course, this is one of the tracks that appears on it. And it's beautiful. And I don't understand why it was never, ever released any earlier. I love this track. It's called I Promise. And I promise I'll be right back after the next two tracks. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Power on away no more.
J there with In Cold Blood. I love the way that song starts. The song was originally started whilst they were still students in Leeds, finally finished in these sessions for the album. Was the second single off their third full-length LP, Relaxer. First premiered on March the 29th, live on Mr. Jam's show on BBC Radio 1. Takes its name, of course, from the book of the same name, by Truman Capote. However, this was mostly because it sounded good rather than due to the song being about mass murder. Good to know. Now, moving along, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back after the messages, a little bit of Arcade Fire with a track called Everything Now. Could be a kind of indie version of ABBA the first time I heard it. When you've heard it, if you've not heard it before, you'll know what I mean. There's a bit of a disco vibe to this, but I really like it. It definitely grows on you. I'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. Join me on the other side of Arcade Fire, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Go.
Welcome back, ladies and gents, to the MCMC. My name is Rich Bradbury. That, of course, was Arcade Fire with a track called Everything Now. Now, don't tell me I'm only by myself. When it first started, I thought, what the heck is this? Is this an ABBA disco track? No, of course, it was Arcade Fire. Now, they've had a lot of flack in the past about, you know, they've changed direction, they've done this, they've done that. How are they going to survive? How's Arcade Fire's, you know, audience going to take to their new direction? Whatever. It's a really good track. And, you know, the more I listen to it, the more it grows on me, the more that I want to listen to it again. Especially that kind of catchy flute lick that you hear when the kind of noise recedes a little bit. And that comes from a Cameroonian artist, a late Cameroonian artist called Francis Bebe. He's got a track called the Coffee Cola Song. And it just became one of those things that they started playing around with and sampling. And, you know, that's kind of where, I suppose, Arcade Fire's direction for this came from, you know, because they're not the kind of band that have ever kind of sampled anything or like that. So according to Win Butler, he basically says, everything now, that song you've just heard, that beautiful piece of music, was actually an accident. I kind of like that. Okay, moving on to something a little bit more rough and ready. Carl Barat, I'm sure you know of him, alongside Mr. Doherty from the Libertines. He is in this band called Carl Barat and the Jackals. They've got an EP coming out. They have an EP called The Harder They Fall. This is the first track from it. It was released back in April. It's called Sister. Enjoy a little bit of this. It's going to be then followed by some Elbow, who say it's all disco. You see, ABBA, disco, Elbows, Sisters. It all makes sense. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Black with smooching the night.
Welcome back, ladies and gents, to the MCMC with Rich Bradbury. That's me. That was Elbow with a track called It's All Disco, apparently inspired by the Pixies' Black Francis. This is taken from an article that I found on NME, written by a guy called Andrew Trendle back in January of this year. They released that track from the upcoming album, Little Fictions, from the seventh album. There's a little piece where Guy Garvey talks about a conversation he has with the Pixies legend Black Francis, and this is from the article, and I quote, I remember this phrase from Black Francis from the Pixies. I interviewed him for a radio show 10 years ago in Lynchburg, Tennessee. I was to be talking to him about him being Black Francis and Francis Black and all these different incarnations, and I said, with all these different styles of music, where are you going next? And apparently he said something along the lines of, you have punk rock, you have rock, you have blues, you have soul, it's all disco. And I just love that attitude. Brilliant. What a great, great line. And then from that, you end up with this track that you've just heard, of course. Now, moving on to something a little bit more punky, coming out of Cardiff. They are called the Estrons. This new track is called Strobe Lights. They've been doing a whole bunch of fiery shows, lots of energy. It's kind of skeletal post-punk draped in black, but it's very kind of 21st century. But they come from Cardiff's emerging, intensely creative DIY scene. Have a listen to this. It's about the competition between love and jealousy and the fallout when one defeats the other. Rah. Strobe Lights from Estrons, BFM 89.9, the Business Station.
comes to mind. A fool's errand. Life will repeat. Vision.
That was Fool's Errand from the wonderful Fleet Foxes. If you didn't know, the track is about disappointment, but it's got this, it's quite uplifting. What I really like about it is the kind of the ending of it, the piano of it, the kind of subdued, melancholy piano. It's that for me kind of surmises what Fleet Foxes are in a way. They always kind of talk about or feel as though they're talking about some kind of untouchable disappointment, or disappointment has kind of been washed over them a little bit. And they just have such a way of doing it, and it's magical almost. Now, moving on. We've gone from disappointment to mourning. Mourning sound, in fact, coming from our friends Grizzly Bear. They've released this track, of course, fairly recently from their new album, Painted Ruins. That's due to drop on August the 18th. Follow-up to their 2012 album, Shields. They announced a tour fairly recently as well. And in fact, I believe just a couple of days ago, they have dropped another track called Four Cypresses, also from the new album, from Painted Ruins. So I'm really quite excited about that. It's almost time to wrap up. We've got a few more songs coming up before we have to do that, though. So enjoy a little bit of Grizzly Bear. After Grizzly Bear, we'll be coming back for a few more tracks before we wrap up for the show. BFM 89.9, the business station. You are listening to the MCMC.
I met him. mistake. I should have never tried. I took the cake, finished every slice. I moved away, still paying off the fines for every day I shed. I left a
Welcome back to the MCMC with me, Rich Bradbury. A few more minutes of my company, but more importantly, more songs coming up. I'm going to introduce you to, if you don't already know, a girl called Hannah Lou Clark. She has this track I'm going to play called The Grief Underneath. Interesting that she recently acquired a flat above a Quaker meeting place. If you don't know what that is, Quakers prefer a quiet, kindly, oddly intense form of worship, and she was hearing all of these strange sounds coming from below, helped to influence some of the music that she was making. This track, of course, is one of those things that were influenced by the sounds that she was hearing. I really like this. She's got a great voice, and she's just got this intensity about her that I really admire. That's then going to be followed by the wonderful Gold Frapp with Sister Magic. There's something special about these guys. You know, they've got this great connection between underground influences and pop sensibilities, and you know, with the album Silver Eye, they've done really well. And of course, they are playing Glastonbury this weekend. I'd really like to see them. I've seen Goldfrapp a couple of times live before. They are absolutely fantastic live. If you manage to see some of the YouTube stream, please do that. She is quite magical on stage. So enjoy these next two tracks. I will be back just to wrap up before the end of the show. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The voice in my head, the voice of the dead, it lies a surprise in debt with regret. My conscience is clear, my memory is bad. Get drunk to get sad, a beautiful mess.
Take a ride, light the sky, make it.
Well, there you go then, folks. That, of course, was Gold Frap with Sister Magic. I've got like 30 seconds whilst I need to quickly wrap up and finish off the show. Final track of the day from a supergroup called BNQT, led by Eric Polito from Midlake, Ben Bridwell of Band of Horses, Alex Capranos, Franz Ferdinand, Fran Healy of Travis, and Jason Little from Granddaddy, backed by other members of Midlake. This track is called Restart. I absolutely love it. This is the start to your weekend. Enjoy this very long weekend, and I'll be back sometime in the near future. BFM 89.9, the business station.